Now, you kind of fail to have noticed the headline in many of the papers over the past day or so, that figures released by the Department of Land and Surveys reveal that the number of property sales contracts deposited at the land registries last year has fallen to their lowest level since the department started publishing figures in the year 2012, years ago. In fact, it's quite frightening reading the amount that sales have dropped. I think it works out at about 18% all in all. Property analyst and the editor of the Cyprus Property News is Nigel Howarth, who joins us on the line now. Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening, Nathan.
It makes quite grim reading, doesn't it, this what's come out from the sales contract chart which you've published here?
Yes, it certainly does. The total sales or total contracts deposited last year were 7,000. And that is lower than since the Department of Land and Survey started publishing the data back in the year 2000.
This is kind of, in a way, what we all expected, isn't it? Because people have been talking about the so-called crash and the fact that property just isn't moving, but we didn't have statistics to back this up until now. So can you kind of walk us through these figures? What does it reveal?
Yeah, well, what they show... Well, let's start. Every month, the Department of Lands and Surveys publishes statistics on the number of contracts of sale deposited at land registries. So typically, when somebody buys a property, they have a contract, and then that contract is lodged at the land registry for specific performance, and that's what these figures show.
And I'm just seeing here, because we did have some... I mean, looking at them, there was a bit of a boom period, wasn't there? The boom was 2005, 2003, and it's tailed, and then there was a little resurgence.
Yes, in 2010, I think that's what they, what in the States they call the dead cat bounce.
Right. but if you do look at this as a graph, as we've got it here, from 21,000 in 2007 to 7,000 in 2011, that's a huge drop. I mean, just...
That is a dramatic drop. We saw the overseas buyers virtually deserted the place in 2009. And as you say, there was a bit of a resurgence in 2010, but 2011 it's slipped back again. And coupled with that, of course, over the last 3 years, or the last 3.5 years, local buyers have not been buying either. You know, considering that the property was one of the mainstays of the island's economy, it's a very bad situation.
So what are the main factors here? Do you think we can recover from this in any way?
Well, difficult to say. I mean, certainly with overseas... Well, if we're talking specifically of British buyers, you know, Cyprus has got us... the property industry here has got a similar reputation to what Skoda had in the 1980s.
Is it really that bad?
Well, I think so. Yes.
Aye.
Yes. But I mean, what's really needed is root and branch reform of the whole system of these title deeds and proper regulation of the building industry. That's really up to the government to do that.
I want to come on to the title deeds in a moment. But you say, you know, the reputation of the Cyprus property and development industry is pretty much in tatters. That's many reasons for that, title deeds being one of it.
Yeah.
One of them, there have been several cases which have dominated the news headlines, Conor O'Dwyer, and cases where people have, had bought houses which are on land which was already mortgaged, so they discovered they didn't own their houses. A lot of unsavoury stories, haven't there?
That's right. There was a lot of, and quality issues too. I mean, particularly during the boom years, a lot of these properties were thrown up very quickly, and the quality of construction is very poor. In fact, my neighbour, I hope he's not listening, is a Cypriot chap, but he had his house built in 2003, the same year as mine. About 2 months ago, he had to have the whole roof replaced because there was water pouring in.
How does that work? Because I would imagine that it's in a Cypriot winter. A couple of years in, when you discover there's something wrong, would you be covered by any kind of guarantee?
Well, no. Normally, you see, you'd get a guarantee for a year for these issues. But then if it's a structural problem, you have an unlimited a lifetime guarantee. But, of course, it's up to the owner to prove that it's you know, the problem was caused by a fault on behalf of the builder.
So it's a legal issue, really. You have to go and prove this point.
Yes.
So it could take years.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Because I do recall, and maybe you do as well, a few years back, maybe 4 or 5 years, there was a case when lots of people bought their houses in Paphos and realised they were built on a riverbed, and they only discovered that after a very large rainstorm. Do you remember this one?
Yes, I do. I do. Well, and in fact, there's problems in Paphos at this moment where there's a block of apartments and some houses perched on the edge of a cliff that's, well, that looks as if it's about to fall into the road.
Yes.
That's been reported in the local papers. Mm. I was up there just a couple of weeks ago, and it looks extremely precarious.
Nobody lives in it now, do they?
I think no.
Not surprised. So what is the biggest complaint? You deal with this on a daily basis, of course, with the Cyprus Property News, so you're getting emails flooding into people that are saying, well, I've got this problem, I've got that. What is the biggest problem you are seeing on a day-to-day basis, Nigel?
The main problem is these developers' mortgages. Now, a lot of people only found after they purchased that their lawyer hadn't done a very good job and hadn't advised them that the land was mortgaged. Mm. And as developers are not selling any property at the moment, they're not getting the money in to service their loans, and it's only a matter of time before the banks start taking action against these developers and recovering their property to recover the money the developer owes.
How do you get out of that hole? I mean, that just must be the ultimate nightmare scenario.
Yes.
For a couple who have come to fulfill their dream, they believe they own a property, and they find out actually somebody else does, or the bank does.
Exactly. Well, at the present time, the only thing they can do is pay off the mortgage themselves.
Have people done that?
That I don't know, but in order to do that, they'll need the agreement of the bank and the developer.
So when you say that they have the option to pay off the mortgage themselves to the bank, we're talking possibly the equal value of what they've already paid?
Yes.
Which yes. Not many people would have.
Or possibly more, because if these developers have not been paying their mortgage, then the bank will add the unpaid interest to the outstanding amount.
Right.
Every 6 months, I believe they do that. So you know, these debts are going up all the time. There are a couple of developers, or one development company actually, at your side of the island over there in Paralimni, that have gone bust.
Oh, this will be Famagusta Developers. This was on the news recently, wasn't
yeah,
it?
There's yeah, there's also yeah, FNK yeah, as well. Yeah. There's another company over there.
I'm wondering, you know, because the effects of this must be, and maybe you've seen this as well, that, of course, you don't get, you've discovered your house's mortgage, of course you're not going to get your title deeds, and then the problem for many people who have come to Cyprus and they realise they can't live on their pension or they're going back for health or medical reasons, they can't sell their property.
That's right.
Is that a real issue now, a real problem for many people who want to return home?
Yeah, I know. I do know of some people who do want to go back and can't, because they can't sell their property. But then I know, I mean, some people not living too far away from me have recently sold and gone back to the UK. Mm. But they had the deeds to their property.
Right. And they had the deeds, and of course that's the key, isn't it? Because there's been so much negative publicity that people won't touch a house or an apartment without deeds now.
No, exactly.
So if you're trying to flog one, if you're trying to get it on the market and you don't have deeds, it's really like flogging a dead horse, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the government did make some changes in the law earlier this year. You know, before, if you wanted to sell your property, then you had to come to a fine, and you didn't have your title deeds, you had to come to an arrangement with the developer, which usually involved handing over a wad of cash.
Right.
So that he would cancel your contract. But now, under the new law that the government introduced earlier this year, you can assign your rights under the contract to another person without the developer being involved. But at least that helps the people who can sell without their title deed. Yeah, yeah. To avoid paying the developer these exorbitant sums to cancel their contract.
I want to talk about title deeds in just a second. One thing which I've noticed, and certainly we've heard about here on the programme over the past couple of years, is that people get here, they do have property problems, and it's not only a legal nightmare, it is for anybody, even an extremely clever person. It's a tricky old trade. You have to be box clever to navigate this, don't you?
You do. You know, there is recourse for some people under the law, but as you mentioned a bit earlier, it'll take an awful long time and probably cost an awful lot of money to get these things resolved. Mm. There was a case a couple of years ago that took, I think it was 11 years to resolve. Mm. I mean, if somebody retires over here, are they going to be around in 11 years' time?
Exactly. And that is what we're seeing now. Is people who wanted this period of their life to relax, spending most of their time fighting these property cases and dealing with developers. It's all very unpleasant. Let's look at the other issue, which I know you and I have spoken about many times over the years. What is the latest, or is there a latest regarding title deeds? Because I remember the Home Minister, the Minister of Internal Affairs, was saying last year, "Oh, we're going to get this fixed. Everything's all right. Just stick with us." Did anything happen?
Well, yes, they did. The government did implement a couple of changes in the law earlier this year. One was this planning amnesty, which prevented some properties being issued with title deeds because they infringed planning regulations. So there was an amnesty to overcome that, or at least some of those planning infringements. And then they introduced this new specific performance law.
Right, yeah.
Now, what that enables you to do, or a new buyer to do, is to, if their lawyer finds out that the land is mortgaged, on which the property is built is mortgaged, then they can pay that money to the bank and pay the developer a less amount. So if the land's mortgaged for, let's say, $50,000, the property price is $200,000, they pay the bank $50,000, the property developer $150,000. So that would mean that their property, the bank would have no claim against their property, and that its title deed could be issued. The other thing, as I mentioned, was the planning amnesty. But strangely enough, since then, it's had very little effect. In fact, it's had no effect at all. Looking at the figures, it's not encouraged any further overseas buyers to come.
Mm.
The other thing the government did was to announce a reduction on VAT for first-time buyers, providing they were permanent residents of Cyprus, and also this six-month reduction or abolishment of property transfer fees.
But to revive this dormant market, there are ways. Tested ways. I think it was you that was mentioning Spain, where first-time buyers can get pretty easily these low-cost loans or mortgages.
Yes, I believe so. I was trying to find the article on that, but I couldn't. Yes, I mean, but then we have the problem, of course, that the banks haven't got the money to lend anyway.
Mm.
So, The
other thing is, I mean, I know because we're in a vicious circle here, because we're also sailing through these austerity problems that not just the state has, but that everybody has. To revive a market like this, wouldn't the sensible option be, with all of this housing stock, empty housing stock, scattered from Paralimni right the way through to Polis, right across the island, just to reduce the prices of these houses? Are prices falling?
Well, according to the Bank of Cyprus and according to the RICS Property Price Index, yes, they are, but not uniformly across the place. So, for example, in prices in Nicosia and Limassol have held up quite well, whereas those in Paralimni and Larnaca have dropped quite a bit.
Mm. There are those who say that these houses have been empty for so long, and many of them have, housing estates sitting there like ghost estates, which of course is expensive to keep a ghost estate going, and you're potentially buying a house which isn't in really very good nick.
That's right. I mean, particularly if it hasn't been completed. The weather, particularly this you know, the summer sun and the torrential rain we've had in the last few days doesn't do these empty properties any good at all. But of course now the bank is not loaning the developers the money to complete these projects because they're having no sales coming in.
The problem, I mean, wouldn't the Ireland did go through a problem like this a few years ago, as you recall, and they did have these ghost estates. There was a property boom in Ireland in the, and now they're knocking them down, from what I understand. Surely there couldn't there be some kind of maybe, you know, extremely forward thinking or out of the box here, sell the stock they have before we build more.
Yeah.
throwing an idea out here.
Well, this is what they did in Ireland. Ireland set up an organisation called NAMA that bought the developers' debts, all the developers' debts.
Right.
And Ireland seems to be managing its way out of the crisis quite well, from all accounts. We don't see any. Any riots or demonstrations or strikes over there. People are just knuckling down and...
Getting on with it. I mean, that would be, from everybody's point of view, before we start building more and hoping that a buyer is going to turn up in these ghost estates that we are seeing. I mean, it is really a reality now, ghost estates in places across the island. Surely that's the immediate concern.
Yes, the other thing to bear in mind is that a number of these holiday apartments were specifically designed for the British market. And it's going to be difficult to sell those to anybody else. I mean, the houses in the UK are the smallest in the EU in terms of their area. And the apartments here are very small, particularly these holiday apartments.
Very cold as well. This is something more and more... often commented on, why don't they put central heating in them?
Ah, come on, it's Cyprus. You get sunshine 300 plus days of the year. Well, don't need central heating.
Whatever you do, don't mention the winter fuel allowance. Let's let us move briefly on, because I want to. I know I've taken up a lot of your time here, Nigel. I want to just look ahead. You're in this trade. You keep your eye on it on a day to day basis. How do you? What is your gut feeling? Do you think that things will pick up, or have we seen the worst of it?
I think things are going to get worse in this year, at least for the first half of this year. But really, the whole system here, the government's been twiddling around with these laws, and it's like trying to stuff towels into the hole of the Titanic. They've got to rethink the whole system from square one and design a system that actually works. I mean, 10 years ago or 12 years ago, when there were just a few hundred properties being sold, the system could cope. The development, it's just exploded out of all proportion, and the systems weren't in place to handle the workload.
Yeah.
And the system itself, I mean, there are so many loopholes in it that nefarious developers will take advantage of those loopholes.
So go on.
No, the ideal solution is title deeds when the property is delivered to the customer. And they do that in other countries. I really can't see why it can't be done over here.
Has anyone ever got to the bottom of it? Because this is something I've heard so many times over the years. Has anyone actually got to the bottom of why we got to this situation where title deeds weren't issued? Did we ever get to a resolution? What went wrong?
No, I don't think we did. It's a combination of things: the planning issues, the developers' mortgages, developers dragging their heels, inefficiencies in the land registry. I mean, to give you an example, I've recently had my house added to the deed for the land, and I had the property inspected four times. I had somebody from the planning authority. I had visits from two groups of people from the land registry. And even the mukhtar of my village had to come up to make sure I had a pavement outside my house. I mean, it's
madness.
Jobs for the boys.
Yeah.
Jobs for the boys.
And, of course, the other thing is, final point, because we are overrunning a little bit, is that there was a period in the five, six, 7 years ago when there was a whole publicity machine aimed at the United Kingdom telling people about the ease of buying property and talking about the fact it was based on British law, which wasn't strictly the case, was it? There was a lot of very loose language being used.
I like your word, strictly the case. It's a damn lie.
As I believe it to be, Nigel.
I'd say it a bit stronger. Yes.
Right, yeah.
Very misleading.
We don't see that anymore, do we?
Thank goodness, no. Thank goodness, no.
We will talk again soon, because so you've predicted a rough ride for the first half of this year.
At least, yes. I mean, I can't see anything getting better. The overseas market is really just the icing on the cake here now.
Okay.
But the economy has to pick up. We've got record levels of unemployment. The banks haven't got money to loan to first-time buyers. I think 27% of those unemployed are under 30.
And there's the problem, yes. Well, you've hit the nail on the head there, yeah. That's the problem as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and until this situation resolves itself, or until the government resolves this situation, I don't think things are going to improve.
Gloomy note to leave it on, Nigel.
Unfortunately,
as always, but we will.
We live in hope.
Yes, we will. We'll keep our fingers crossed that things will improve. Cyprus Property News is online. Nigel Howarth is the editor, and you can find it. Just Google Cyprus Property News, and there it is. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for a better year. Thanks for joining us, Nigel.
Thanks, Nathan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.